Sunday the 19th of November 2017, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Rivers of Love. Sermon title, Well of Life. Bible reading, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 24. Talk by Reverend Christine Harding. The Bible reading was missing from the original recording for this service, so I've pinched the Bible reading section of the recording from the 10:45 service and spliced it into this one. After which, it'll be over to Christine.
The reading is taken from John chapter 4, reading from verse 1 to 24. Jesus talks with the Samaritan woman. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Looking at the well of life. It's no accident that we are here today looking through this amazing passage, which is so well known, but it is easy to lose the miracles that happen in this place with the meeting of Jesus with a very questionable character. This woman is so filled by the revelation of the Spirit that she leaves her water jar and goes to the people around and shouts the great news of God. Jesus' meeting with the woman broke the rules of culture, class, and in some way the established religion. He wasn't like any other man she had ever met. And he showed her the greatest demonstration of God's love towards a sinful world. Only one other demonstration topped this, and that was when God sent his only son to die on the cross for the world's sin, your sin, my sin. Such love shown to all humanity. God revealed himself to this lady through his son, who spoke truth to her that facilitated a spiritual response and an acknowledgement of her past, offering some deep teaching. And in many ways, we are privileged to be able to listen into the conversation that Jesus had with this woman, and extremely fortunate to find ourselves in a very special place as we look at her journey of faith from not knowing who Jesus was to seeing him change her life. This journey that the woman took, simply known as the woman at the well, resembles a similar journey that many of us will be able to relate to as we decide whether to follow Jesus wholeheartedly or to remain in a stagnant place. If we choose to allow Jesus to full reign over our lives, then it is important that we build a relationship with him. And as we do, then we will grow in him and he in us. Because truly knowing and following Jesus is a lifelong commitment. We all develop at different stages. For some, it will be instantaneously. But for others, it may take time and effort. And we need to encourage them through this wonderful and exciting journey. The woman at the well shows us the progression that it takes to get from not knowing Jesus to allowing him to change lives. The living water that Jesus gives is a gift, not something that we must earn or qualify for, because the important word here is gift in verse 10. If you knew the gift of God, do we truly know the gift that is spoken about here? The gift of God, his son, Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who can and does give us living water if only we are willing to accept this free gift. The sad thing is that we live in a world where we think that nothing is free, which is true if we look at it with worldly eyes. But when we see things with kingdom eyes, we can receive the free gift of eternal life, a well springing up from within. There is something compelling about God's call on our lives. It goes way beyond anything that we can imagine, and it takes over our every thought. The worldly ways will no longer hold any weight, because once you have truly heard God's calling, nothing or no one will be able to distract you. The woman at the well knew nothing of Jesus, but she knew that he should not be speaking to her, because she saw herself as worthless. And as a Samaritan, she knew that a Jew should not be seen with her, let alone talking to her. Jesus, however, sees far more than a woman who had made mistakes. He saw someone who needed to be saved. He loved her and invited her to drink the living water that he was offering. The same living water he offers us today. Are we willing to listen to his word and hold on to his promises just as she did? She's not a young person and she has loads of life experiences, but she is thirsty. Will the water alone satisfy her thirst? No, because there is so much more at stake here. The truth is that she could live without God in her life, just as many people do today, not accepting God's Son. However, God is offering us so much more than just going through life. He is offering us a new way of living, a new life full of his grace and mercy. It is an offer of the river of life, his life, the one that he has chosen for us, the one that will change lives, especially here in Chapel Heath. Are we willing to leave everything behind and go and tell others about the love of Jesus, just as this woman did, bringing others to a saving faith, allowing his light to shine in the darkness and bring to life what is dead? The woman's life in many ways was dead because she had accepted the ways of the world instead of the salvation offered by God. And now she has an opportunity to change that around. The miracle she so badly needed was in front of her, telling her all about the life she has been leading and how she can walk from the darkness into the light of Jesus Christ if she is willing to drink from his well, the fountain of life. The woman did not immediately understand all what Jesus was saying to her, because sometimes it takes time to sit in God's presence, to block out all what is going on around us and allow God time to speak to us. When I first came to this church, people would come early to sit quietly so that God had time and space to speak with them before the service. But nowadays, people arrive just as the service is starting or later, and those who come early chat with one another instead of allowing God to chat with them. Now, please don't misunderstand what I am saying. It's good to have fellowship both before and after the service. But do you set aside time for God to allow him to fill the space? Do we pray before we start our day, asking God to go before us and prepare the way, allowing him time to speak his will into our lives? The woman at the well was willing to sit and listen to Jesus for as long as it took. I wonder, do we really expect God to speak to us? And do we ever look for miracles? Because I believe we see them every day, but are usually too busy to recognize them. Do we truly believe that God can and does do amazing things throughout our lives? And if we don't, why don't we? God wants to let his river flow through us every day, if only we will let him. The woman heard all what Jesus had to say and immediately ran to tell others about this wonderful person who had changed her life. He knew everything about her, but still wanted to bless and encourage her to accept this life-changing water that will dwell within her forever. Are we willing to allow Jesus to impact our lives, allowing him to bring about a life-changing spirit within us, God's spirit, that works gently in our brokenness, bringing healing and love? Because no matter what we have done or been through in the past, Jesus loves us and wants us to know that. And because of his work on the cross, our sins have been forgiven, and we can all drink from his well of eternal life. I wonder, as we sit here this morning, how would you answer the call of God on your life? Will you eagerly desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit to enable you to carry out his purpose on your life? Are you willing to let go of the things that continually draw you away from all that God offers and follow the example of the woman at the well, accepting this life-giving water? So in closing, to quickly recap, Jesus made the most of the opportunity. He placed himself in the world in which the woman lived. She listened to what Jesus was saying, which brought her to knowing that Jesus was the Messiah, and that knowledge changed her life forever. The first thing she did was to leave her water jar behind and go and tell others. She did it in such a way that it drew them into wanting to see for themselves who Jesus was. A relationship with Jesus is the understanding that coming to faith is a process and spiritual growth, which is a lifelong process. We have to give ourselves and others the opportunity to work through each stage of the process and not give up at the first time when life seems really hard. You can continually drink from the world's resources, but if you do, you will thirst again. But one drink from Jesus and you will never thirst again. Wherever we find ourselves, no matter how monotonous our situations may appear, let us not pass the opportunity that Jesus presents. Because little did this lady know that the turn of events would change not only her life, but her nation. Let us be men and women of God who in these dark times are never ashamed to stand in the light, to be open to the moving of the Spirit of God in any and all situations. Which just leaves me with two questions for you to ponder on. Have you asked Jesus for this living water of eternal life? And do you have evidence of being satisfied with Jesus? If not, then can I encourage you to ask for this water? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you continually call us day by day. Father, there is nothing that we say or do that you do not know about. And yet, Lord, you are still willing to walk with us, to forgive us, to love us. And Father, I pray that we would have that same way about us. We would look for ways to show others the love you so freely give. Father, help each one of us here this morning to be able to drink from your well. Help us to be your children, chosen and loved by you. Help us to go out into this dark world, to show your love, to tell others of your love, as together we grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.